Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
In the meantime, time to go back a decade and then talk about this year's team and that team that won a Super Bowl, and to do it, none other than our good buddy Donald Driver. Let's bring him in, shall we?
10 years ago, championship game. Green Bay won a championship against Pittsburgh.
You gotta love it.
It's time to celebrate the 10-year anniversary as Bill Michaels talks with players from that team. Presented by Network Health Insurance and Associated Builders and Contractors of Wisconsin Apprenticeship Program.
Donald Driver, your favorite number 80. Step into the microphone at this point in time. Double D, how you been, my friend?
What's going on, B? What's going on, man?
How can you believe it's been 10 years since you guys went on that roll?
No, man, I can't believe it. I think, you know, the crazy part about it, it goes by fast, don't it? I mean, never
it does.
And I think that's the most exciting part, is that once you win it once, as you know, man, you want to win it multiple times. And I think, I think the best part is I have won, and nobody can ever take that away from me.
When you guys, you and I have talked so much about this, I don't even know specifically where to begin to bring something new to the table, but when you felt something special in that season, do you remember when it was? Was there a moment in time, or did you just feel it coming together? How did you know that there was something special there?
I think when we played the Giants, I think that was the turning point. You know, I knew we had to win two games to get into the postseason. Our back was against the wall. We controlled our own destiny. And I think at that moment when we beat them, I think we ended up beating them like 45-3. I think that moment we knew that we had a chance to, have a run at this thing. And then to go on to beat Chicago the next following week, knowing that they could eliminate us out of the playoffs because they had home field advantage throughout that year. So, I think those were the two turning points that we knew. At the end of the day, we knew that we had to go on the road, and we knew we'd play our best ball. Nobody could beat us.
I remember that team because there was a lot of optimism. And then, obviously, you get hurt. Charles gets hurt. We saw Nick Barnett went down. JerMichael Finley went down. It was like all these key pieces started getting banged up either prior to or during this game. So when we heard that David Bakhtiari went down with a knee injury this year and just last week, it kind of takes the wind out of your sails. How do you recover from something like that as a team?
Well, I think every year, regardless of what you do, you're going to face adversity. I think when David went down, there was they gave someone else the next opportunity to step up and fill his shoes. And no one can fill David's shoes. He's one of the best, guys, left tackles in the business. And so when you think about that, you think, okay, how can I step up and show the team that I play for that I can actually fill someone else's shoes or play at that level? And I think, those guys did that. And so we faced adversity that year. We lost so many great players, but we went on a great run to make sure that we accomplished the goal that we want to accomplish, and that becoming Super Bowl champion.
You saw Aaron Rodgers at his best. It was a magical ride through the postseason. That game in Atlanta, I remember coming down the elevator with Steve Young. Steve Young looking over and going, that's the most impressive quarterbacking performance I've ever seen in my life. And now we've seen Aaron Rodgers play differently, but as well this year. Talk about the way you've seen Aaron Rodgers play and when you kind of get the sense that he's locked in and he's on.
I think that's it. I think as you get older, you're not trying to prove anything anymore. I think you're letting the people know that you can still play at the high level, and now you're just comfortable. I think that's what he is right now. He's comfortable in playing the game. I think early on in his career, he was trying to prove to the fans that he should have been the first-round draft pick. And, he should have been the first pick in the draft. But then at the end of the day, he proved that already. And now he's just saying, hey, listen, I'm comfortable. This is what I do. This is my this is my house, and no one can stop me. And, you know, he's out there having fun. And that's the Aaron Rodgers I know.
Let me ask you, when you guys went into the postseason, that first game, you had that Philadelphia game. It was cold, and we were talking about, you know, guys hanging on to the football. And when you – because I remember James Starks was running so well at the end of that season, and it became the James Starks show out of nowhere. All of a sudden, he started high-stepping it. And I mean, just it seemed like everything you did just turned to gold. Do you get – is it not just the camaraderie in the locker room, but it's just this sense of luck and this sense of that, hey, this might be our time, so you got to take advantage of it?
You know, Bill, I don't think it's luck. I think it's the opportunity. And I think so many guys now, these guys have the opportunity to run the show. You have it again. I mean, you remember back in 2007, we had home field advantage all the way throughout the playoffs, and then we lose to the Giants. And the Giants go on to win the Super Bowl. You know, they were the last team destined. So the Packers, the good part about this is that they're the best team in the NFC right now. I mean, that's a proven fact. And so they're proving it week in and week out that they can play with the best of them. And so it's going to ball down, you know. And yes, we all know any given day you can get beat. But I think if those guys play the way they've been playing all season long, sky's the limit for them. They'll be back in the Super Bowl once again.
When you, if you had something to say to the guys in the locker room today from your experience going to and winning a Super Bowl, what would it be?
Don't let the opportunity slip away. You know, I go back. I think sometimes you, when you think about it, I think about all the opportunities that we had to make a run for the Super Bowl, and we let the opportunity slip away. I mean, you think about the Philly game, 4th and 26. Think about the Rams game. You go back to the Giants game. I mean, you just go back further and further and further. You start thinking about that. And so this is the opportunity for those guys. So don't let the opportunity slip away, because it's hard to get there. And once you get there, you got to win it all.
Defense, they always say defense wins you championships, Donald, but you guys had one hell of an offense. How much does your defense have to support what it is in today's day and age, what your offense is doing?
You know, this is going to be the thing. Right now, this is a passing league. Everyone wants to see people score touchdowns, and that's what fantasy football is all about. But, this is not the hard-nosed defense back in the 90s and the early 2000s. I mean, it's just not – no one's playing defense like that. And every time you do something, there's a penalty for it. So, you know, the game has completely changed, but I think our defense is going to have to step up because this can't be a shootout. You know, you can't go into the first postseason game thinking it's going to be a shootout. It may be, but if the defense steps up and the conditions that we face in Green Bay, as we all know, it can go in our favor.
Talking with Packers legend Donald Driver, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, reckoning back a decade. Now, you've played with a lot of good wide receivers. Give me your thoughts on to where Davante Adams is in kind of the echelon of guys that you've played with, including yourself.
He's one of the best. It was funny because me and James Jones were talking about it probably about 6 months ago, and we were just comparing all of us, all the great players that ever played in Green Bay, and he was talking about everything that we've all done, catching the ball, running routes, releases, and we were just talking about if we had to number everyone down, who has the best release in the game. And it was funny because James Jones said, "Drive, you good?" And I've never seen nobody better than you, but I got to give it to Davante Adams. May got you on this one. So I take my hat off to him. He's one of the best guys in the National Football League right now. He's proving it every single week in, week out. He's playing against the best of the best corners out there, and he's beating them. And so you have to take your hat off to him. And that's it.
There's something special about guys specifically that play slot, that guys that go over the middle. Now, Davante gets open everywhere, like you said, but one of your specialties was that inside slant. You don't see that as much anymore because I can't tell you how many times I've seen you cut that inside slant and you're just wide open down the middle. It's a couple of moves, run over a person or two, and then off to the races. But yet you took some big hits and you just couldn't wait to get up from a big hit and do the shimmy shake and the first down and the whole thing. It's a truth. It's a special breed of person that's willing to go over the middle and take that shot, isn't it?
I totally agree. I think that's what Robert Brooks told me when I first walked in there. He told me, if you want to play in the National Football League, you can't be afraid to go across the middle. And I've been blessed to go across the middle multiple times and get my head knocked off. But at the end of the day, I get up, smile, and let the people know that they didn't hurt me. And that's one thing that number four taught me a long time ago. He said, never let a person see you hurt. And I think that's the proven fact that I think a lot of guys now, you know, the game is played outside the numbers and the hash now. So no one wants to go across the middle as much as we did back then.
How much of that day down in Dallas, from the time you got up to the time you went to bed, whatever it was, that night or 2 days later, whenever you guys celebrated, how much of that day do you really detail-wise remember? Because it seemed like a blur.
I think every bit of it, you know, because, I mean, this is that's your first one. You know, the Pittsburgh Steelers had been there before. They knew exactly what to do, the day-to-day regimen, but we didn't, you know, and I think we took it all in and embraced every moment of it. And so I remember, you know, just being in my room, you know, laying across my bed, just thinking, this is a great opportunity, and you're not going to get it again. And if you do get it again, as you know, it's just slim. And so we just, you know, I wanted to take it all in. I embraced every moment of it, my family as well. And so, yeah, we walked out of there champions. So, I mean, I think no one could ever say you're not, you know. So you have the room, the ring to prove it, and the trophy to, that's hanging up, you know, right there in Lambeau.
Before I let you go, I got to ask you a little bit about Goodwill. The last time you and I were together with Goodwill, we were doing one of those fashion shows, and you put me in corduroy pants, and I thought I was going to set the joint on fire. So now everything's virtual now for Goodwill, obviously, but you're donating some money to them as well, right?
Yeah, we're donating money. The Donald Trump Foundation has been very supportive of Goodwill for many, many years. But, you know, the thing that I love about Goodwill is that, you know, they found me when I was nobody. They gave me the opportunity to have a platform right there in the state of Wisconsin. And I take my hat off to them because, you know, Goodwill in, you know, Southwest Wisconsin, if they would have never gave me that opportunity, I would have never been able to do what I wanted, you know, what I wanted to do and what they wanted to do. And I think we accomplished some amazing things over the last decade. I mean, it's been amazing, amazing years for us. And, you know, they have supported myself as well, supported the Wisconsin and the metropolitan of Chicago for over 20 years. And for over 100 years, I mean, you think about it, the Goodwill has served this community for every single mission. I mean, you're talking about providing training, employment, supportive services for the people that have disabilities and disadvantages. And so that's always been the focus there, is believing the power of work and giving people seeking independence. You know, and so that's what I love about Goodwill, is that they always care about the people that a lot of other people don't care about. And so this is a great opportunity for us to impact the community.
Good stuff, as always, my friend. I appreciate you joining us. Thanks so much for sharing some memories. And I know it's a special time of year. Every time that Super Bowl rolls around, it always brings back a lot of memories for that Dallas trip. That's for damn sure. But we'll talk soon, man. Don't be a stranger, because whenever you want to come on, we'd love to have you on, okay?
I appreciate it, Bill. But one thing before we leave, if anybody wants to do a financial contribution to Goodwill, you have it to February 6th of 2021 to make that donation. You can go to www.donorgifts.wisconsin, GoodwillSEW.com to make that donation. That is again, www.donationgifts.goodwillSEW.com.
There you go. Donald, always good, buddy. We'll talk soon, okay?
I appreciate it, Bill. Take care, man.
Absolutely. There you go. Donald Driver, and that's donorgifts.goodwillsew.com. That's donorgifts, G-I-F-T-S, donorgifts.goodwillsew.com, and you can make a financial donation there. Always good to talk to Donald Driver. Always good to sit down and get a chance to chat with him and just kind of, you know, pick his brain a little bit and obviously just kind of harken back to that 10 years ago, that Super Bowl championship. It's presented by Network Health. It's always great to have them a part of the program as well. And it's just, it's always fun to talk to Donald Driver. It just is. Network Health Insurance of Wisconsin and the Associated Builders and Contractors of Wisconsin, their apprenticeship program. So good to have them on board and sponsor some of these. And we're going to be talking with some of the Packers greats every week leading up to Super Bowl. So make sure you set your dial for these particular times. But good stuff. And, again, don't forget about Goodwill. Donald Driver, been a long time. The last time, I'm not kidding, the last time that we did some stuff for Goodwill with Donald, they had me in a fashion show. And I had to try on all these different clothes. And it was like through the decades. They started out in the 20s and moved on, so I had like two or three wardrobe changes. And the last one, they put me in these corduroy pants, these brown corduroy pants. I looked okay, but Donald came into my dressing room, and he puts his hand like down between my thighs, and he says, son, you're going to set the joint on fire. So I was quite a bit bigger then. But we had such a great time at those Goodwill fashion shows from years ago. Good stuff from Donald Driver.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.